Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Perhaps one day soon we will once again be the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. But until that time, we will be here still conducting a program bringing you all sorts of things from the perspective of freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
And sadly, the arrangements that we made for a temporary live stream over at Breaking the Flaw are not going to happen. There's been a delay, and he's unable to make it. So we will just continue to do the show audio only for today, and hopefully we can get some news tomorrow and perhaps some other things that have been taken away from us restored. Tomorrow and the next day. So stay tuned. We'll keep everybody updated on what's going on with that.
That includes Ian. Hopefully we can get Ian back tomorrow.
That would be optimal. I'm hopeful, but cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, this is the state you're dealing with. You
and the feds
at that.
it could go either way in my mind. So
it could. Let's hope.
I had talked about, right before the break, this article from the Gateway Pundit, pundit.com. And this says, exclusive, New York City judge removes six-year-old from mother because she didn't wear a mask while dropping her off at school.
Wow.
Wait, the mom wasn't wearing a mask while dropping her off?
A judge removed a six-year-old from mother because she didn't wear a mask while dropping her off at school. Let's delve into this. A New York City judge has removed a six-year-old girl from her mother because she did not wear a mask while dropping her off outside of the school. The mother didn't wear the mask in this.
So that means she was in the car?
Well, in a shocking and egregious move, the court also told Dr. Epstein that in order to get short supervised visits with her child, she will have to wear a mask inside her own home.
And she's an effing doctor. And she doesn't want to wear the mask.
It was a normal day for Dr. Michelin Epstein, a family physician, when she went to drop her daughter off at the Birch, Wave, and Lennox School on the Upper East Side last week. Until her entire life was turned upside down in an instant. The tearful mother explained in a phone call that her daughter was already inside the building and wearing a mask when the school nurse and school security attempted to force Dr. Epstein to wear a mask on the public street in front of the building where drop-off takes place. Dr. Epstein refused.
Oh my God, that's so messed up. First of all, you're a school nurse and she's a doctor. Like, get over yourself.
What authority do you have on a public sidewalk as a school?
And I'm assuming she's in her car.
Well, they said she's on the sidewalk.
A public sidewalk is not, it doesn't sound like it's school property because they would have said school property. So
yeah,
it's just a normal public sidewalk that everybody has the right to, just like the roads and so on.
This is the epitome of idiots who have no, like, power, who suddenly have this power they can wield against people. Control freaks.
And that's the problem that I have with the people who are all super maskers, like gung-ho about the masking thing, is that, you know, let's just say the states lift the mask mandates, which I don't think they're going to do, but let's just say they did. Well, these people are all going to suddenly feel powerless. Because that gives them this sense of power. Because most people don't feel very powerful in their lives on a day-to-day basis, right? You know, they go along to get along. They go through the motions, you know, that type of thing. And so now all of a sudden they can virtue signal, right? And they go, oh, you got to wear the mask, right? They can get upset at other people.
They can feel a part of something because they have no friends.
So the article continues, no one got physical or anything. She just refused to wear the mask. They were outside on the public sidewalk, Dr. Epstein's boyfriend, Jeff Guttenplan, explained. Guttenplan, that means good plan. That's right. I deciphered that with my vast expertise in the German language, which I don't have any. Her boyfriend said, you know, hey, nothing. Nobody got physical or anything. She just refused to wear the mask. Adding that the daughter was wearing a mask because they are required to go inside, but the mother was not. The mother explained that the school nurse had come out and was aggressively demanding that she put on a mask, but she was already leaving and did not accept it. The next thing I know, my daughter is taken away from me, she cried. Dr. Epstein is separated from her daughter's father, and they had a shared custody agreement where the child splits times between the home equally. The divorce, however, has been bitter. Well, I mean, it's a divorce, right? Have you ever heard of a divorce that was, like, happy and swimmingly and went well?
And here's just the problem with the state. Like, this man who bitterly divorced his wife could have literally just paid this stupid nurse to do all this and set this in motion. I mean, it's not like I'm saying that did happen, but could have.
Following the confrontation at the school, Dr. Epstein left, but would soon find a letter from the expensive college prep school sent to her, her estranged husband, and the attorneys for both parties. The school was demanding that Dr. Epstein was no longer permitted to drop off or pick up her child from the school. I don't know how you can even say that to somebody. You have, you know, if the state is going to force people to, you know, school their kids in one way, shape, or form, most people, you know, if you're not homeschooling, right, that means sending them to a public school or a private school, then, you know, I mean, maybe they take the bus or something, right? But how are you going to prevent a parent from dropping their child off at school? I don't understand that.
This is just another reason I'm so glad I'm not having kids.
If that wasn't already bad enough, the father used the notice about the mask situation to request an emergency hearing for full custody, which Justice Matthew F. Cooper granted after berating the already emotionally devastated mother, which is odd to me because I know I have a little bit of familiarity with family court, and generally speaking, the courts favor the mother in most circumstances when it comes to things like custody, you know, who should go and live with who and that type of thing.
But she was an anti-masker, and that's like being a Nazi now.
Seems to be.
For all we know, it might have just been, like, hot and humid outside, and that's why she didn't want to wear the mask. And we haven't even heard anything like she's against the mask. But, I mean, she's a doctor, and she was outdoors.
She's the love of my life, Dr. Epstein told the Gateway Pundit while trying and failing to hold back her tears. It's horrible. Please help us. Additionally, the court decided that the mother is not permitted to remove her daughter from the expensive school. So you can't drop her off, but you can't remove her from that school and send her to another school. And told her that she does not have a choice in the matter. She is currently working 3 jobs to pay for not only her daughter's expenses, but the 6 lawyers she hired to fight what she is referring to as the kidnapping of her child.
I completely agree with her on that.
Now, something to keep in mind, and I mention this whenever family court comes up. Family court does not operate like any other court in the United States justice system.
It's a crazy court.
It is crazy court there. The rules don't apply. There's no, like, preponderance of evidence and anything like that. And it appears to be a money shakedown between the attorneys and the state. There's a fantastic documentary called Divorce Corp, C-O-R-P. That highlights the super ridiculous nature of family courts and how the attorneys who fight these battles, both for the prosecution and for the people who get caught up in court, they're all friends with each other. They all go to dinner together, right? They all, you know, connive together and like, oh, yep. And basically, they just siphon money and siphon money and siphon money and siphon money. And eventually the court goes, well, okay, we'll make a decision now that you're all out of money. So it's a very sad situation. There's more to this article, of course, that we will talk about. But, I mean, this is pretty outrageous to me. Do you think you would fight back with six attorneys in this situation? We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. We are a talk radio program, And currently we are without phones, and we've cobbled together as best we can a studio broadcast. After only missing one day of on-air broadcast, we are back on the radio, thanks to some duct tape, some Radio Shack adapters, a staple gun, some twine.
And you're not kidding. People think you're joking, but it's not.
A couple paper clips, a moving blanket.
We need to take some pictures to post to the one of the chat rooms or something.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, the Free Talk Live radio studio was raided by terrorists. What do I mean by that? I mean multiple agencies from the government, the FBI.
Multiple gangs working together.
Yeah. Yes, multiple armed thugs. FBI, the ATF. Who else?
The IRS.
Oh, yeah, theirs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the IRS. Sorry, I always pronounce it instead of...
In the Treasury.
Treasury Department. Cheshire County. Sheriffs were here. Yeah, Keene PD was here. Somebody from the bomb squad, maybe? I don't know.
No,
that was ATF.
Oh, ATF. That's what it was, yeah. So, at any rate, they did a whole bunch of damage. They bashed in windows. They battering rammed doors. They brought in a bear cat. Which, if you don't know what a Bearcat is, go look that up online. They brought in a Bearcat. It's a military vehicle.
They pointed a tank at me and my dog and my boyfriend after we just got woken up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount of force that they used. It's so excessive.
They brought in at least one drone.
Oh, yeah, that thing was freaking loud. I thought that it was a chainsaw, and then it flew up in my face while I was standing in glass, and it was scaring the crap out of me.
If I'm not mistaken, there was definitely a drone on both sides, not just the one.
I have no idea, actually.
I'm pretty sure I saw. I didn't see the drone on this side, but I did see it, I think, on that side.
It could have been the same one flying around, but, yeah, that thing was terrifying. I thought it was going to shoot me.
Possibly.
It went up in my face, literally, like it was scanning my face or something.
So, at any rate, we're going to try and bring you content still, and we're broadcasting, obviously, because we figure this is the best way we can hurl a middle finger in the general direction of these gangs of thugs by broadcasting. They tried to take us down, and we would not go down. So, you know, if they try it again, well, we'll come back again. But until we get everything rebuilt, sadly, and restored, sadly, we are unable to take your phone calls. But we will continue doing a show. Anyway, we've been talking about this article from the Gateway Pundit in which a mother has had her daughter removed from her custody because she dropped her daughter off at school. The daughter was wearing a mask, but she was not. She was accosted by the school security and the school nurse while standing on the public walkway, the sidewalk, if you will. And that led to some things by her ex. They're involved in a custody dispute. So her ex has leveraged this particular incident to remove custody also from her. Additionally, the court decided that the mother is not permitted to remove her daughter from the expensive school and told her that she does not have a choice in the matter. She's currently working three jobs to pay for her daughter's expenses and has hired six lawyers to assist in what she refers to as the kidnapping of her child. On Tuesday, Dr. Epstein was not permitted to see or even speak to her daughter, even though it was her sixth birthday. The two supervised visits with her daughter per week, in order to get those two supervised visits with her daughter per week, she will need to wear a mask inside her own home.
For the crime of not wearing a mask on public property, she didn't even go into the school.
Right. All she did was drop her child off at school.
What a horrible mom.
How does that even work? Like, what am I missing? Like,
you're missing the fact that the family courts don't have to obey any laws. They just make crap up as they go along.
How did they get to family court in the first place?
Well, it was already in family court because they had a custody dispute. That was already, you know, in the court system and active and unresolved. And so as this incident occurs, it creates some hubbub, right? There's a documentation of it because schools document this type of thing. The father finds out. He uses that against her in the custody hearing.
He's been described as bitter. I hope that the school nurse feels like an absolute failure of a piece of human crap because her job is to protect the well-being of children. She just permanently scarred this little girl and is messing up her life, like mental health, and she did not make her any safer from the coronavirus that she would have survived if she got anyway. She's 6 years old. They all survive it.
Yeah.
Dr. Epstein said that those who wish to help her can email the school and the judge. That's MCOOPER, M as in Michael, M Cooper at nycourts.gov to help advocate for her. She has also launched a Give, Send, Go fundraiser to help cover the mounting legal expenses. The only thing I want is for people to stand up already and stop with this nonsense, Dr. Epstein said, still attempting to mask that she had been crying. Mask, no pun intended. But she was unable to contain the complete heartbreak that she's feeling. The Gateway Pundit has reached out to the Birch Waven Lennox School for comment. They declined and told us to call back tomorrow to speak to a receptionist. We will update the story if a statement is provided, according to the Gateway Pundit.
And guess who would be donating to this? I know would donate to this if they didn't just steal all his money. Ian would definitely donate to this.
Oh, indeed. Yes. Mm. Yeah, this is one of the type of thing that he would certainly donate to. How horrible is it that somebody can, you know, have a child and have them taken away arbitrarily because of something that a school deems, in my opinion, incorrectly, deems an incident, right? It's not even, there was, near as I can tell, nothing illegal about what happened. You know, she was on public property, so the school has no jurisdiction of any kind to enforce any sort of school policy or rules or whatever. So I don't understand how this could even become a thing to be used against somebody in family court. Now, again, this has happened because family court is a joke. It is, there's nothing fair, there's nothing moral, there's nothing just about family court. It is a rogue court, even within the normal court system. The normal court system looks at family court and is like, well, I wish we could do all that kind of crap, because the family court has far more leeway to do whatever the hell they want when it comes to children, parents, custody, and they just continually rape people for their money with a very little satisfactory outcome. If you judge a system by its outcome, you will know that the family court has failed at providing even the most basic services and the basic tenets of justice. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would benefit millions of immigrants. The mostly party-line vote in the House has given approval to legislation giving permanent legal status and a path to citizenship for Dreamers.
Dreamers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators.
California Democrat Raul Ruiz is the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He also backs a second bill providing similar protections for illegal farm workers. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Congress should be sending a different message.
That message is simple. There is never a right time to break the law and enter the United States illegally.
Neither proposal appears to have the bipartisan support that's needed to advance in the Senate. This is USA Radio News. A House panel is looking into recent violence against Asian Americans. This was at the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties.
Before we begin this meeting, I would like to ask that we have a moment of silence in memory of the individuals tragically killed, murdered in Atlanta, Georgia.
Of the 8 people that were shot dead in Atlanta, 6 of them were of Asian descent. The panel is investigating discrimination and violence against Asian Americans, both historically and since the beginning of the pandemic. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said there's a long history of anti-Asian racism, and his committee will explore ways to prevent future violence and discrimination. The Senate has confirmed President Biden's choice to serve as CIA Director and Deputy Secretary of State. William Burns was confirmed to lead the CIA, and Brian McKeon was approved to serve under Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It's the Thursday night edition. It has been 2 days since the terrorists struck. What do I mean by that? Well, terrorists descended upon 2 locations in Keene, New Hampshire, and several residences of other folks. They kidnapped people. They did...
Blew up buildings.
They shattered windows. They destroyed doorways. Terrorized people with arms of different type. They brought in military equipment, including a Bearcat, battering rams, some sort of drone device, all for the sake of, we don't know, for peaceful people conducting peaceful transactions voluntarily.
Political attack.
It is definitely a psycho-political event.
They're just mad because people had a type of currency that doesn't pay for their wars.
True. Yeah, certainly that is something that cryptocurrency provides as a feature. Right? This is a feature. If you would like to transact with people in a way where a percentage of your life's value does not go to war, to bombing people in faraway countries that you've never met, who've never done any harm to you or your family. They would have to travel thousands of miles to come and do something to you. If you would like to transact without that being forced from your life's value, then you certainly can transact in cryptocurrency. And the fact is that it was a church mission. Cryptocurrency is part of the church's mission. Peace, love, and prosperity.
Yep.
Right? These are parts of the mission. The organization, the Shire Free Church, that is, had done their diligence with lawyers and things of that nature to make sure that they were not in violation of any sort of money laundering and that type of a thing. But yet, every time I read something about the charges against the Crypto Six, they bring that up. Oh, money laundering, money laundering. It's like, no, these are people freely transacting with each other.
I've been saying to anyone I've told about this in my personal life, like, just go to freekeen.com if you want to know what Ian really believes in, or go to the Shire Society Declaration.
Yeah, definitely, that's a good place to go.
You're not going to get what Ian did or... what he believes in, or an actual representation of him from reading the big media papers.
Yeah,
coming
not
out
by
about
any
him.
Stretch, yeah. And everything that I read has this, it's a very negative slant to the whole thing. Like, making everybody out to be, oh my gosh, they're cretins, they're doing all this. And then at the bottom, they mention something like, oh, and by the way, they're presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
All right. It's like, really, you just smeared everybody without any evidence in your article. It's poor journalism all the way around. And then at the bottom, they just put a little disclaimer.
Yeah, it's slanderous.
Very much so. So at any rate, we'll continue to update you with any of the goings on with the co-hosts of this show that have been kidnapped and are now in cages. Until then, we're going to continue the broadcast. We have a variety of folks to host and co-host, and we will do those things until such a time as these folks return to the airwaves.
They're going to have to take a heck of a lot more of us out because the show is going to go on without one heck of a larger, more significant series of arrests.
The show must go on, yeah. And I must tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. In the previous segment, we were talking about an article in which a judge had removed a six-year-old from her mother because the mother did not wear a mask while dropping the daughter off at school. And if you think that's bad, I have this other article here from the freethoughtproject.com. The headline reads, "Children fined $436.
What?
Required to work it off at $10 an hour. For missing online classes."
Oh, give me a break.
Truancy punishment.
You don't learn crap in online classes. That's why I quit college. I was like,
I beg to differ. They learn that the state is their ruler. The state is their master.
I forgot. School is just about obedience. It's not about gaining information or knowledge.
Yes, they learn how to be obedient workers, obedient slaves to their masters. So this says, Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Over the last decade, the Free Thought Project has been reporting on the encroachment of the police state into the public education system. As previously reported, schools across the country are increasingly hiring police officers to do the job that teachers and guidance counselors once did. This is resulting in the criminalization of childhood, as well as increased police violence against children. This tendency of school systems to rely on the police state has increased in the last 12 months, thanks to, this says, the COVID-19 pandemic, but we all know it's the government's overreach, blaming it on the COVID-19 pandemic. And the following scenario in Wisconsin shows exactly how bad it's getting. Because multiple states ignored the science and continue to keep schools closed, millions of children have been and continue to be forced to go to school via online classes and Zoom meetings. Anyone who has children attending these online classes knows how difficult it can be to maintain schedules and communications even when you have a computer and reliable internet. However, If you take away reliable internet and nice computers, the struggle to maintain an online school presence becomes all but impossible. Instead of trying to help children who struggle with online learning, a Wisconsin school district has taken to extorting them. A new report out of The Guardian exposes an insidious scheme by police and school officials to fine students who miss too many online classes. Tracy Higgins was one of the parents who was shocked when police showed up at her home to issue her teenage son a $439 fine for missing Zoom meeting class. Yeah, that's right. Zoom meetings. Higgins told The Guardian the reason for the online absences was due to faulty school technology, including a Chromebook that wouldn't charge. But police and the high school district reportedly did not care. So Higgins' son was extorted. Deborah Pratt, another mother from the same district, was also confronted by armed agents of the state who showed up at her home to extort her son for the same reason. Her son Jason racked up 28 unexcused absences online, including while he was battling coronavirus. So apparently he got sick.
Wow.
Racked up some unexcused absences.
Why is that an excuse?
Yeah,
so you're supposed to come to the school now with the coronavirus?
Well, these are virtual classes online, so
but
don't,
he probably feels like
they
that.
Don't care if you're sick.
You're sick. I mean, you should be lying in bed.
They don't care.
Not on your laptop, you know, trying to learn in a classroom.
State doesn't care. I think it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, especially during a pandemic when there's just too many other factors that are playing into this, Pratt told The Guardian. Pratt said her son struggled to learn remotely, which is a situation millions of children found themselves in during the pandemic. Sadly, millions of children are still not in school, and these situations continue to play out. They're extorting children for missing class now.
Yeah, and that's not even a small amount of money.
It's not. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
But our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it. It's been a hell of a week here at Free Talk Live. Normally, we're the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, except not for the last 3 days. Thanks to the terrorists who decided to raid the studio using terrorism tactics, military equipment, firearms. Was there any
breaking and entering?
Breaking and entering. Yep. Kidnapping. Were there any flashbangs?
Supposedly.
I heard that there were. Like our neighbors said that there were, but I have no idea. I was like in a state of just now waking up.
Yeah, I've heard that depending on where you are in the house, you might not have heard them because they're actually not as loud as they are on TV.
Well, even if they were loud, I mean, I would have just thought it was part of my dream or something. I thought half of my walk downstairs was part of a dream.
Yeah, and you have to remember they were basically breaking windows, which I'm sure made way more noise than probably even the drone did. So, mm-hmm. Or not the drone, but the flashbang mm-hmm. grenades or whatever they call them.
Yeah, so sadly our phones have not been restored yet. We are working to restore them as quickly as possible. Of course, during said terrorist raid, they stole a boatload of equipment, anything that resembled a phone, a tablet, a laptop, a desktop, anything that looked like a hard drive was taken. They attempted to unplug and disassemble a bunch of the studio gear that they couldn't haul off and remove. windows were broken, damage to the structure of the studio, etc., and so on. You know the story. So at any rate, we have cobbled together a show, and we're going to continue to broadcast, and we're going to continue to repair things until we get back to the original design of this program and until we get our hosts back. So
I think we're going to go farther than that, and we're going to make it better than it was before, because you know what? Every time I have a, it's funny, I had a camera stolen from me by the government at one point. It was a $300 camera. Do you know the camera that replaced it was a $1,000 camera? And that's how you deal with bullies.
How did that happen?
Insurance?
No, I just bought a more expensive camera. but the moral of the story is you don't come back just the way you were, you come back a little bit better.
That happened to me with a guitar. A guitar I had was stolen, and then I just bought a nicer guitar.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've been talking in the previous segment about this article from the Free Thought Project about students being extorted for missing Zoom online school classes to the tune of $439.
I have to like try and follow how the typical statist justifies this insanity. Like,
what can we do? It's a bunch of old people who sit around and go, what can we do to make sure the kids attend these online classes? I know. Let's issue them fines if they don't attend.
And then the question is, what happens if they don't pay?
Yeah, is it really the kids have to pay or their parents? It sounds like the kids in this article, so it's kind of weird.
Particularly weird.
Similar feuds between frustrated parents and school administrators are playing out across the country. As the disruptions, which the government blames on the pandemic, reach over 1 year. Remember when it was just 14 days to flatten the curve?
Yeah, okay.
Remember when, you're just going to have to wear the mask?
They lied, you know, so much
in
the early days.
We said here on the show that this is not going to end. Government does not give up power once they take it. It's not going to end.
See, the problem is they started out with a lie. They said the masks won't help. They'll hurt you, I think they even said.
I really believe that.
And then they reversed it. And it's like, which is it? Were you lying before or are you lying now? And it's like, if you tell a lie, you can't believe anything they say. And it's, there may be truths in there, but how do you know which ones are truths and which ones are lies?
Well, you're so right. They've told opposites, so we know that they lied. So there's no reason to believe, even if now they happen to be telling the truth, we don't have any reason to believe anything else they say.
Well, and we can look back at history.
Yeah.
Whenever the government says, this is temporary, it never is.
Like, wasn't the income tax temporary?
Bingo. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Income tax was originally temporary.
Until they made it permanent.
But how could we all live without the income tax?
Who would build the roads? Right, yeah. The Unpatriotic Act, the Patriot Act to most of you, that was originally only supposed to be for a short period of time, like the region of a week or a month.
Renewed
like
it indefinitely,
and they
basically.
Would, yeah, and then, well, and at first they renewed it for, oh, no, we're going to renew it for another X, whatever it was, 6 months or whatever it is. The period of time for renewal got longer and longer each time they renewed it, and then eventually they just were like, no, we'll just make it permanent.
Yeah.
But as far as this truancy story, I thought it was crazy that when I was in high school, and this is also proof that they don't care about you actually learning anything, I was truant all the time, and I was always skipping classes, and I got in trouble, I got caught or whatever, so I had to go to ISS, which meant I missed more school.
Wait, what's ISS?
Oh, sorry, in-school suspension.
Oh, right, I got you, okay. Yeah.
So I just had to sit in a room completely silent and read a book all day. I wasn't allowed to do my homework.
It's the most absolutely insane thing that you could possibly come up with, like, as a punishment. Like, I never even understood the concept of suspending a student that was, like, misbehaving. Yeah. Like you want him to go home and not do anything? Like, that's a
out of school suspension.
Right, I understand. I didn't understand that, but to do the in-school suspension, it's like you have the kid, you have control over the kid. You think you'd be giving him more work to do, not less.
Right.
So weird. They wouldn't let me make up anything that I missed. Like if I happened to miss like a assignment, but I couldn't go and just be like, "Can I get that so I can fill it out really fast?"
Right. Like, and that's just crazy because it's like, you know, you're already got problem kids because they're not learning, and now you're going to make them, you know, learn less, and then they're going to, you know, you're literally creating the problems that you're, the problem children that were less problematic before, but now they're really problems because they haven't learned anything, and now they go on to commit crimes because, well, you haven't enabled them to actually learn. You've actually hindered them from learning.
And you made them feel like they're bad.
Right.
Like, I always felt like I was, like, one of the bad kids in high school. I'm literally like a strawberry.
You're a rebel.
Or something. Like, I'm not a bad kid. But in high school, I was like, yeah, you know, my friends are bad.
The in-school suspensions, out-of-school suspensions, well, not so much out-of-school, but in-school suspensions and detentions are both mini jails.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
The school system is very much very similar to prison systems. The food is similar, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're just training you for adulthood.
Yeah.
And the timers between classes and stuff like that.
That's
like prison.
Oh, yeah. All get out. Yep. So this article continues, states continue to enforce laws that require families to send their children to school or face steep punishments for unexcused absences, including fines, community service, and in some states, arrests. These truancy rules have exacerbated the pandemic-induced challenges confronting many households, from economic instability and mental health crises to a lack of adequate internet access. It's often these very hardships, school attendance experts say, that force students to miss school in the first place. The result is a growing concern among policymakers that pandemic-era absences are funneling children into the juvenile justice system and pushing parents into contentious interactions with child protective services. All true. Attendance Works, a national nonprofit focused on combating chronic school absenteeism, has urged districts to pay close attention to students who aren't showing up to class during the pandemic and offered to help to ensure they don't fall behind.
Chronic, voluntary, not wanting to be somewhere.
Right.
I don't even understand how they can, like, go after students, you know, for not attending school when their internet access doesn't work because it's so problematic. Like, if you're not going to provide the tools for people to actually get, you know, into the classroom in the first place, how can you then go and punish them for it?
Yes. And the group also advised districts to resist punitive responses to truancy that disproportionately impact students based on race, class, and poverty, and do not solve the problems that contribute to why students are missing school and can be especially harmful in this moment of crisis. The idea of fining children for missing school is repulsive, especially during such an unprecedented time. Extorting struggling kids in an attempt to coerce them into online learning is futile, especially if they don't have the money to
That's
pay.
So true, because they'll just be like, oh, my parents had to pay a fine.
Okay, refresh my memory. Where are they supposed to work again? You know, students probably underage, most of them, probably aren't allowed to work legally.
Those are all good questions.
They have no motive to care if their parents are the ones paying for it.
We'll talk a little bit about how these folks are getting this extortion money out of these children here on Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.